Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Shein in the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos based on the laws of the Beis Hamikdash and the Sefer Avodah, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses that the specifics of the Mizbeach of the altar. As the Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph describing the actual place of the Mizbeach. A Mizbeach, the altar, Mekoyimim Mechubim Meyaser, its location is very much precise. We never deviate from its place forever. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, Devarim Aleph, says, and this is the altar for the burnt sacrifice of the Jewish people. It's got to be here. Uva Mikdash, and in the place of where it is in the base of Mikdash, Nekad Yitzchak Avinu, that's where Yitzchak Avinu was bound to be brought as a carbon by his father, Shem, like it says in Pasuk, Bereishis, V'lech L'chal Eretz HaMaria, and go to Eretz HaMaria, which this is the place of where the Akedah was. B'nem Esot B'Dibri Yom, it says in Dibri Yomim, that V'yachol Shleima Libnes as Beis Hashem, B'Yerushalayim, Shleima began to build the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem in Yerushalayim, B'Hamariah in Mount HaMaria, Ashenir L'David Aviyu, that was shown to his father David, Ashehechem M'Krem David, that he prepared in the place of David, B'Gurin Arnon, in the granary of Arnon, HaYavutzi, the Yavutzi, that this is the place. As Halacha Bey says, M'Soyis B'Hakol, it's a tradition in by everyone, the place where David and Shlomo built the altar, regarding that Avna in the granary of Aravna, who Amokim, that's the place Shabana by Avram Hamizbeach, Vakr of Yitzchak. That's the place where Avram built the altar and he bound Yitzchak. Vu Amokim Shabana by Noach Kishras Mateva, that's the place where Noach went and he built a Mizbeach when he came out of the ark. That's the altar where Cain and Hevel had brought their sacrifices. That's where Adam Rishon brought a carbon when he was created. And it's from this spot that actually he was created. As Amr Chacham, as the sages say, as brought in Yerushalmi, Adam mimkoyim kaparos nivra. Man, from the place of his atonement, was created. Where he went and brought his carbon, the Mizbeach, where it's always built, is where he was created from. That's the spot where Adam Rishon was made from. Halacha Gimel. So we see how significant is the actual spot. Now, midas ha-mizbeach mechuvan es harbi. Additionally, besides the location, the measurements of the altar are also very precise. The tzuras yidua ish me'ish, and its figure is known as a tradition, person from person. U'mizbeach shabanu b'nei ha-goyla, and the altar that was built by those who came up from the diaspora, which came back after Golas Bavel to build the second Beis HaMikdash, that they built an altar, Ke'en Mizbeach She'asli Banes Asu. They made it similar to the altar that will be built in the future by the third Beis HaMikdash. And the Ein L'Hayis of Amidasa below the Grey Menem. And one should not add or diminish from those measurements. Now, Halacha Dal, Dushleish Nevim Olu Amam Megoyla. There was with three prophets that came up with them from Golas Bavel, Chagat Zachar Malachi, and Echad Heilehem Amokayim Mizbeach. One testified regarding to them where the specific spot the altar has to be, as we start off this parak. And the Echad Heilehem Amidasa, one testified regarding the measurements, which we just mentioned before, was also precise. The Echad Heilehem and the other one testified for them, Shemekriven al Mizbeach Hazeh, Kol Kabanas, they could sacrifice on this altar all the Kabanas, Av Beishen Shambayis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Hei, regarding the measurements of the Mizbeach She'asa Moshe, V'She'asa Shleima. So regarding the altar that Moshe Rabbeinu made, v'shas shlemim that Shlomo Melech made by the first Beis HaMikdash, v'shas ben ha'goyla, and that those when they made by the second Beis HaMikdash, when they came up from the diaspora, from the Golus, v'shas le'osis, and regarding that which they're going to make in Yitzhak Hashem Bekarav in the third Beis HaMikdash, kulam esa amas goyba, they all had a height of 10 amas, kolech mem, each and every one of them. Aye, the Rambam is asking, v'zeh ha'kasa b'tarit, says in Shemais, v'shalash amas kemasa, and its height is 3 amas. That's mekem ha'marach b'vad. That's the area of the pyre, of where the fire itself is. That spot is 3 amas, but the entirety is 10 amas high. Umizbech she'asa b'nei ha'goyla, and the altar that those who came up from Golas Bavel that they made, and v'chein asa libanes, and also that which will be built in the future, midas arkoy v'rach bay, its measurements of its length and its width, because they made it similar to what the ultimate mizbech is going to be, is 2 u'shleishim amas, or 2 u'shleishim amas, is 32 by 32 amas squared. Halacha vav, esar amas shel goyva mizbech, the 10 amas of the high mizbech as we described, the Ram goes through in detail. He says that mehen, when we're talking about these amas, some of the amas are ba'ama bas chamisha tvachim. An ama can either be 5 tvachim or 6 tvachim. And that's the Ram saying, in this mizbech itself, some of the amas were 5 tvachim amas, and mehen ba'ama bas chamisha tvachim, and some of the amas were 6 tvachim amas. Ushar kol amas abin. Now all the other amas of the structure in the Beis HaMikdash was ba'ama bas chamisha tvachim, where the amas was 6 tvachim. A tevach is a handbreadth, 6 of those are an amma. So the total amount of the height of the Mizbech with the Kranis are Shmoina v'chamishim tfachim, are 58 tfachim. As Ram continues Halacha Zayin to explain, because again, some of them are not, although it would seem to be 60, because 6 tfachim per amma, and there's 10 ammas, but it's not, because again, not all the ammas were 6 tfachim ammas, they were, some of them were 5. So there was 2 less than 60 tfachim. As Rambam says, Allah Chazam, Kachayis and Midas of Itzrasa. And this was its measurements, and this was its formation. So Allah Chamisha Tvachim. First, it started off on the bottom, that there was, it went up a height of 5 Tvachim. And that's because the Amma of the Yisayid was not a 6 Tvachim Amma, it was a 5 Tvachim Amma. So it went up one Amma, which again was only 5 Tvachim. But Kondas Chamisha Tvachim, and it went in, like an indentation, for an amount of 5 Tvachim. Zeh Yisayid, and that's the foundation that goes around the bottom of the Mizbeach. That was the block that was all the way in the bottom. Just a long area of this 32 by 32 Amis up a height of an Amma. And it's when we say it went in 5 Tvachim, it's because the next block was narrower than that. So Zeh Yisayid, that's the foundation of the Mizbeach. So Nimtzeh comes out, Reuchiv Shleishim Amma u'shnei Tvachim, al Reuchiv Shleishim Amma shnei Tvachim. Since you're telling me that you're indenting, so whatever is the next structure, comes out whatever's left of the dimensions of the Mizbeach in its area is 30 Amis and 2 Tvachim by 30 Amis and 2 Tvachim. Because if you're taking away 5 Tvachim on every side, so that comes out for a total of 2 Amis minus 2 Tvachim in its length and its width. Now, Allah Shleishim Tvachim. Now, okay, the structure kept on going up now. So it went up 30 Tvachim. The Konos Chamisha Tvachim. And then on top of that, it got indented 5 Tvachim. So Zeh was Saiviv. That's the ledge. It's called Saiviv because it goes all around all four sides, in contrast to the Yisayid that actually doesn't go around all four sides. And Olah Shmoina Asar Tvachim goes up another 18 Tvachim. Zeh Mekom HaMaracha. That's the space of Maracha, which we said is 3 Amas high. That's considered part of the pyre. We said that the Mizbech is 10 Amas high, not 3. Yeah, but that's the Mekom HaMaracha. Now Nimtza comes out by when we buy the Saiviv, that Rochbay, what's left of the width of the area of the Mizbeach, because it keeps on getting narrower and narrow, the Rach b'shmein v'esem amma b'abot tvachim is 28 amas and 4 tvachim, ashmein v'esem amma b'abot tvachim by 28 amas and 4 tvachim. Now, Allah shmein as tvachim, like we said, it goes up 18 tvachim, v'koinis l'keren zavis shal ashmein asr, then you gather together by the horn of the corner of these 18 tfachim, you make a binyan chal meruba. You make a hollow square structure. L'chol arba kranos for every one of the four corners of the mizbech. Mekama kranos and the area of these horns are amma mizeva, amma mizeh saviv. It is an amma all around. V'chein mekama ragal gehanam amma saviv. Now you also make, besides that you're taking away an amma on all sides, because you obviously cannot walk in the corners, because you have in each corner you have an amma squared. So that whole area of the edge of the mizbech, you have to take away that amma of all four sides, and then also became the chemikum raglei kahanam amma sub. Then you have to leave space where the chemical can walk. So all around you have to take away an amma tread on all four sides. So nimza comes out that mekama meracha, the actual area of where the fires could be, a rach bei esem arba amas could be a width of 24 amas v'arba'at tfachim and 4 tfachim, al esem arba amas v'arba'at tfachim on an area of 24 amas and 4 tfachim, basically 24 amas and 4 tfachim squared. Because the seiviv, like we said, takes away from the mizbeach 5 tfachim on all sides, which, again, and if you keep on calculating, you are left and you have to take away the amma of the kranis and the amma of the place of the makam ragel kanim, so you're left with 24 amas and 4 tfachim squared. Halacha ches, goyve kol keren v'keren. Now, regarding these horns on the corners, the height of each one of those koronas, the chamisha tfachim, are 5 tfachim, as we said. So, although we get the height of 10 amas, but two of those, as we said, are only 5 tfachim, the yisoid and the keren, so therefore it takes it down from 60 to 58 tfachim in its height. Where the height is 5 tfachim, v'ribu kol keren, and the square of each one of these koronas are amal amma, are amma squared. The Amah HaKranis, and these four corners, horns, are chaludas hayim teichen. They were hollow from the inside. The grave mekem hamaracha shmoinas tvachim, like we said, and the height of the actual area of the fires is an area of 18 tvachim. Nimtzeh comes out, the chatzi grave hamizbeach. that half of the height of the Mizbech, although the girsa that's printed is Chavtes or Kates, the girsa actually has to be Keshin, which actually stands for Keshisha, is like six Tfachim Miseif HaSeiv Lamata. So basically, from six Tfachim, that's beneath the Seiviv, because the Seiviv, that ledge, is six Tfachim higher than the midpoint. The midpoint of the Mizbeach is around six Tfachim beneath that of the Seiv. Now, the significance of the midpoint is Halacha Tes. The chutzal circuit, there was a red string, hayachiger be'emta mizbech, that would be belted, it would circle all around the middle of mizbech, which is, like we said, kishisha tvachim, esev lamata, like around six tvachim from the edge of the ledge downward, so six tvachim beneath that. And the reason why we had this red string in the middle is lahavdu bin dam el yam, to separate between the upper bloods, which was the oila sa'if, which its blood had to be sprayed above the red string, but dam atachtaim to the lower bloods, which was that of the chad sa'if, which its blood was sprayed on the bottom half. Menimtza comes out gavoy min ha'aretz, so the height of the mizbeach from the ground ad makom meracha until the area of the pyre is teisha ames pachas tefach, is 9 ames minus a tefach, because the amo of the height of the yisoid was 5 tefachim, the seiviv was 30 tefachim, the makom meracha was 18 tefachim, so total was 53 tefachim, which is 9 ames if you're counting that of 6 tefachim ames. And minus a tefach, so that comes out to the 53 tefach, because 9 times 6 is 54. Again, you take away 1, that's going to give you a total of 53. Halacha Yod, Yisayda Mizbeach, the foundation of the Mizbeach, Lahi Makif Ma'abur Duchaysev Kamaya Saiviv, as we alluded to earlier, and therefore the Saiviv is called, that it goes all the way around. The foundation of the Mizbech, all the way in the bottom, didn't go all the way around on all four sides. Ela rather, hoya hayesayid mashuch, rather the yesayid was drawn, keneged karuach tzafin marab. You had it sticking out on the northern side, which basically to the right if you're coming in to the Azara, on the northern side, marabi on the western side, which is the other side of the Mizbech. V'eichel b'darm ama achas, u'b'mizrach ama achas. And it would eat in, meaning it was sticking in, to the south one ama, and to the west one ama. But the southeastern corner didn't have any foundation because that whole side only had one on the either end, just one amma. Halachid alaf, now, Obekarim Marav is Duraimis. In the southwestern corner, which again it came to the south one amma, so the remnants of the blood, which is called Shiyari Hadam, some would be poured on the Yisayid Maravi, on the western foundation, some would be poured on the southern foundation. So therefore, there were these two holes, like two thin nostrils, and these are called the holes, the pipes, which is from the word of like shaisis, of dripping, which these holes is where the bloods would go down in there, and would go down into these holes, and it would mix in that Karen, in the canal of this that ran through the Azar, the Yotzal Nachal Kidron, and would go out that way to the Kidron Valley. Halachid Beis, Ulamata Beritz, but now beneath that, on the floor of the Azar itself, Ba'isa Karen, right there by that corner of the southwest, Hayamokam Ama Lama, there was an area that was Ama squared, the Tavla Shashash, and there was a marble tile, Tabas Kabuba, and there was a ring that was attached to it, Sheba Yerin Lashisin, that to use to be able to pick up that tile, that it would go down into those holes through that opening, and they would clean it up because all those bloods would congeal and all the things that you pour down the Mizbech or would congeal a bit. Halachid Gimel, the Kevesh Hayabonu Ledremish Mizbech. Now the ramp was built to the south of the Mizbech. Arkoy Shleshim Mishleim Amma, its length was 32 Ammas. Al Reichiv with a width of Sheshesi Amma, with 16 amas, so it didn't take up the whole width of the mizbech. It was half of that. It was only a width of 16 amas because mizbech was squared 32 by 32. Here it had a length of 32, but it had a width of the ramp was only a width of 16 amas. V'hoya oichel ba'aretz, and it took up from the ground of the azar shleishim ama 30 amas mitzad mizbech on the side of mizbech. Now, what's with the other 2 amas? Because the perech min amal yisayin. 2 of its amas, one of it was going over that of the foundation, and the other amah went over the saiviv, because those 2 amas were sticking out from what was the top of the mizbeach. Now, the Ava Ma'at, there was a little gap of air that separated between the ramp and the altar. And the reason that was, so that you could place the limbs from the Karbanis onto Mizbech by throwing it, because the Pasuk compares it to just like dam has to be sprayed, Mizrika, so to the Tevarm had to be. The Goyva HaKevesh, and the height of the ramp, was Tesha Amas Pachashtus, 9 Amas minus the 6th, Ad Kenegel Maracha, up until the area of where the height of the Maracha was. And again, the reason that discrepancy is because that's, we're talking about 9 Amas, and then you have the Kronis, which take it to the height of the 10 Amas. But we're not going up to the Kronis, we're going up to the top of the Mizbeach. Now, there were these two little minor ramps. Yitzimin would come out of the big ramp. Shebehem poimle, so that from there you could go either to the foundation, v'lasayva, or to go to the ledge that's a little bit above the midpoint of the mizbech. But umavdol mizbech kolayim nima, but they would be separated from the altar, not of a hair's breadth, because it cannot affect the actual structure of the kevesh itself. Now, v'chalayin ha'isa b'marav shekevesh, it was like this window-like space in the west of the ramp, amalama, an amma squared, urevuva his nekris, it was called revuva, similar to the word nevuva, which is like the word nevuv luchis, which means like a window. Shabban naisin besuli chatzayf, that's where they put the chatois, haif, the bird chatois that became invalidated. Let's say something happens with the blood or with the owner, where then you have to leave it at chetavit surasa until its form gets deteriorated, which it loses from its moisture by leaning it out overnight, because once you lean it overnight, then it becomes nicer, and then if it takes the base of safe, and then it has to be burned, and you take it out to the place where it's burned in the azar. Halachat hazvav, ushnei shulchanis hoi b'ma'ala b'kevesh. Now, there were these two tables that were to the west of the ramp, which basically, if you're coming up the ramp, it's on the left side. Echad shashayish, one was made out of marble, shnei shulchanis hoi b'ma'ala b'kevesh, where you put the limbs in it, because gold would any metal would make it get spoiled, but marble is cool. So we put the limbs of the korbanos on. One was made out of silver. Nice love clay. Hashas, they put the service vessels of the mizbeach on that. Now, halacha tezayin. The Rambam tells us regarding the way of the construction of the mizbeach. Because by the mizbeach, when they built the altar, so by nice kuli atim, they built it totally closed up, kimin amud, like a pillar, like a beam. They nice bechal klan. There's no hollow space inside the mizbeach at all. Rather, they bring whole stones, gedolos or katanos, large ones, small ones. Or maybe sid, and they bring lime, vezefes, and pitch, vekonya, and molten lead. Umemacha, and they dissolve it. Veshevech letech malbin gadol kimidas, and they pour it into this large block, like this mold, which was like the measurement of how the mizbeach had to be, according to whichever block it is that you're building. Uvayinavayla, and then they build going upwards. Now, however, they would put in this construction, Guf shel etzai evan, a piece of either wood or stone, bekeren dremes mizrachas, by the southeastern corner, like the measurements of the foundation, let's call it like a placeholder. And so do you have to put like this placeholder in every one of the koronis, in the corns, the horns, until you finish the construction. Then the yasa gufim shabatech abinyan. Then you take out those bodies, those placeholders that's in the construction. That should take the place, because although we're building a square, but it's actually missing the yisoid on the south and the east part. So you want it to be without a foundation. So we don't want it to like all the lime and pitch to go there. So you had these like placeholders to take the place, so that it should be empty when you take it out. And also be shahar kranes chalul. We also want to have that the horns should also remain hollow. So you put like these holders over there when you made it. Now, the four horns of the mizbeach, the yisoide and the foundation, and it's being square, these things are ma'akven, they're integral. And any altar, she'en l'kern, does not have a horn, yisoide, the foundation, mekevesh, and the ramp, and being squared, hadei apostle, it's invalid. These four things are ma'akven. Now, aval, but in contrast, midas arkoi, the measurement of its length, midas rach, by the measurements of its width, midas kamasi, the measurements of its height, in ma'akven, they're not integral. Vahu, and that is shal yifchas amal amma brim shalosh amas. As long as you don't have less than an area of amma squared with a height of 3 amas, kashir makam hamarachas hamizbach midbar, which is like the measurement of the place of the pyre as it was in the altar in the midbar. Alach yitches, mizbech shenifka mibinyanri, regarding an altar that it got damage from its construction. So im nifka mibinyanri, so if it got damage from its structure, in other words, specifically, we're actually talking about the cement and the lime that are on it. So if it got damaged, a tefach, the amount of a handbreadth, then pasul is going to be invalid. Pachas mitavach, whether less than a hand breath, kasher can be kasher. And that is as long, shalayiyah ben nisher evan pagum, as long as you're not remaining with a damaged stone. With there, even a small amount that a fingernail will get stuck would ruin it. But regarding the structure itself, from the other elements, if it's less than a tefach, then it's going to be kasher.